failed yesterday.
He was very good, wasn't he?
Yes.
Very funny. Unlike you, Lester. okay. 3DB. Good morning, Lynn, is it?
Yes.
Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
Did you see the Melbourne story?
Yes.
What did you think?
Well, I thought it was better than some of this American stuff they put on television.
Oh. I'd take the American stuff any day if that's all that... all that we've... Hello?
You'd rather watch Chips, would you?
Well, no, maybe not Chips, but... I mean, this was supposed to be a three-hour documentary, not a one-hour television show, a one-hour police show.
You right there, Lester?
Yes, but, I mean, at least the Australians try.
Yes, they're very trying, dear.
Are you Australian?
Oh, of course I am.
Well, how come you degrade the own country that you were born in?
I'm not degrading it. All I'm saying was it was boring television. That's not degrading the country.
Well, no, if you'd rather watch American shows than Australian shows, I think you're pretty silly, actually.
I would rather watch... Oh, thanks very much. I would rather...
Roger, Lynn.
I would rather watch...
Well, he's put down Australian performers all morning.
Oh,
on your Lynn.
Well, most of the performers that are in Australia aren't Australians, my dear. The people I put down aren't. Can you tell me Ted Hamilton's...
But Mike Walsh.
What? Oh, he's not even a person, let alone an Australian. But I... Well, I don't have to like them, do I? There's a lot of Australians that I do like.
Well, lots of people probably don't like you, but they don't go on radio and say so, do they?
Well, they're entitled to. They can ring up and say so.
All right, I don't like you.
Oh, good. Bye.
Bye.
What about that, Joy? 3DB, hello. If you've just tuned in, you've probably gone into a lamppost if you're driving a car. 3DB, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'd like to... my name's John, by the way. I'd like to...
not Macintosh, is it?
Another one! Oh.
No, addressing Lester, I'd like to say that the show, it wasn't too bad. I agree with the previous caller. We get a lot of junk from America. But the screed I read in the paper said, pull up a chair, get a can from the fridge. I did, and I went to sleep.
I know how you feel, John.
Yes, yeah. I think it must have been the beer, really, but...
You went to sleep, I wept.
I'd like to say one thing, Lester, and to Dennis. I wish the show would get back to the way it was and not quite so funny. You feel a bit ridiculous driving along and laughing one's head off, and the show is getting a bit too funny now. Like last week I was driving through town and really I laughed so much I thought my pants would never dry. And But I would like to say it's a great segment. You're terrific, Lester, but I'd like to issue you a challenge.
Oh.
I'm in a club... good morning to John Blackman. I'm in a club called the Footlighters, and I'd like to issue you a challenge to come to our lunch one day and face some of these people that you talk about.
Oh!
Will I be paid? Will I be paid?
Well, we will pay you in our own way. John Blackman would agree with that. some of the other boys that are no doubt listening. But,
your way of payment wasn't what I had in mind, actually.
It won't be natural love and affection, but we will have our ways and means, and the challenge is there. It's issued to you.
Oh, well, as long as I get paid, I'll go anywhere.
All right. I'll speak to John Blackman about this, and we shall arrange it.
What's your second name?
Oh, you wouldn't know. I'm not anyone that's involved. Really directly.
Well, you don't sound important, so.
No, not important. I'm not important. No, no, not at all. But involved with the club, and the challenge is there.
Okay, thank you, John.
All right, thanks for your time, Dennis.
Bye. Why don't you take up the challenge? You wouldn't be game, would you? 3DB, hello.
Yes, Dennis, I'd like to speak to Lester.
You're speaking to Lester now.
Okay.
Could you turn your radio down?
Yep.
Turn
morning,
us down.
Lester.
Good morning.
My name's Peter.
Good morning, Peter.
Now, I agree with what you're saying, Lester.
Oh, thank you.
Now, these blokes like John McIntosh and all them, they make these shows, right?
Yeah.
Now, they're out to people to watch it and people in this country to speak their mind, right?
Yes.
Now, if they can't take criticism, same with that little pony on Channel 9. What's his name, Mike Walsh?
The lovely
Mr. Walsh. If they can't take being criticised, and same with this bloke that issued you the challenge of the Footlighters Club, if they can't take it, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's not worth listening to them, mate?
I completely agree. They put themselves up
That's
there
right.
in the public eye. And
the same
just...
with Dennis. I like it, the way he speaks his mind, and he's number one in Melbourne, okay?
I like you.
Number two.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hello. 3DB, hello.
Hello.
Incidentally, if John Blackman would like to ring to make that invitation official, that challenge, you'll have to accept. Won't you?
For
3DB,
money.
In other words, you'd have to put your actions where your mouth is. 3DB, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Dennis?
Yes, my dear.
Oh, I'd like to speak to Lester.
Here he is.
You're speaking to him now.
I think you're lovely, Lester.
Oh, thank you.
You've got a sexy voice.
Oh.
Oh,
look, I just rang up. I agree with you. I think it was boring.
Thank you. I'm glad a few of the people that found it boring are calling in.
Well, the children at school were told to watch it, so I let my little 10-year-old sit up to watch it. But, you know, you find by 10 o'clock that you have to tell them to go to bed because they're switching from seeing the old times and then the football and... You know, you can't really relate to children when they're flashing back like that, trying to help them with their history of Melbourne.
Of course you can't.
So I really find that it was quite boring.
Well, one of the primary requirements of television is that it's supposed to entertain, and the Melbourne story certainly didn't do that. A good insomniac.
I was listening yesterday morning to... the gentleman that was in saying how good it would be and how entertaining it would
that
be.
That was John McIntosh, darling.
McIntosh.
Yes, and when you think, you know, you look forward to seeing something exciting on the television and you find that it's such a bore and you have to go to bed at 10 o'clock, I think they need to take some advice from the Americans.
Mm. Well, I'm sure he worked very hard on the special. Obviously not hard enough.
That's right.
Okay, my darling.
Good, thank you.
We might take just one more here.
Bye.
3DB, hello.
Hello.
Yes, your name, Dan?
Debbie. Who's that? Dennis?
Yes, I'm Dennis. You're Debbie.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Here's Lester.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hello, Lester.
Yes, Debbie.
Yes, I agree with you a bit. It was a bit boring last night, wasn't it?
Yes, a bit.
Yes. I ended up going to bed about 9:45 myself. I didn't watch the end of it, the whole lot of it. Even my husband went to sleep in the chair with his can of beer. He took their advice.
Well, I tried to stay up all the way through it, if you'll pardon the expression. I went out to the kitchen once to get some toothpicks to hold my eyelids up.
Oh, yeah, and I agree on that part that, what was his name? Theosipidopoulos or something?
Theosidonopoulos.
Yeah, apparently he was Lord Mayor or something of somewhere once, wasn't he?
Probably Athens. And Bob Curno, do you remember Bob? You know Bob, don't you?
Bob Kerner.
Yes, oh, well, he was another well-known Australian they had on.
Oh, the taxi driver.
Yes, remember him? We all know him.
No, I catch a few taxis, but I didn't know him.
And John McIntosh hosting it, you well acquainted with him, are you?
Since last night, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because he'll go on to bigger and better things. I'll probably give him epilogue to produce.
Okay, Debbie.
Okay.
Thanks, my love.
Thank you, Debbie.
Bye. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, and what did you think of all that, Joy?
Stunning.
Do it, go on.
If you're an Alden Commodore driver and you need tyres, Kevin Donnellan's got a deal for you that's a beauty. Try this Dunlop Steelmax CR74Ds for Commodore just $45. I'll say it again, Dunlop Steelmax CR78 14s to suit Holden Commodore, an amazing $45. Now that's a deal you just won't beat. Yes, Kevin Donnellan's done it again. He's got stores all over town and his people know what they're talking about. It's a great combination.
So, we'll have a break, then we'll do that. But first of all, I've got the result here of TATS number 158, $25,000 cash consultation, just drawn, and first prize of $25,000. How strange. 38175. You didn't do it, Joy.
Oh, I thought I'd leave it to you this time.
Do it, come on. $25,000. Ticket number 38175. Happy birthday, Queenscliff. Second prize, $5,000. Ticket 45553. Landed Syndicate, Noble Park, Victoria. Third prize, $2,000. Ticket number 34497, Swipe, Dullarine, Tasmania. And fourth prize, $1,000. Ticket number 68288, Kim Syndicate, care Mrs. King, McLaren. Post Office Box 41, Tallangatta, Victoria, 37001. So that's the result of TATS number 158, $25,000 cash consultation just drawn. A few calls to wind up Lester's segment. And I think enough on the Melbourne story after this.
Sire, spring into summer super sale. Sales on with even more sensational start of summer savings. Two-piece...
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Yes, my darling, what is your name?
Margaret from Ashburton.
Okay, Margaret, would you like to say something to it?
Yes, I would like to say something to Lester.
Good morning, Margaret.
How are you, Lester?
I'm well, thank you.
I have been married I thought I was married to the only chauvinistic male in the world, but I find you worse.
Last night,
it was quite good. I've got a little... I'm a middle-aged mum with three grown-up girls, little nine-year-old that desperately wanted to watch it. She had to go to bed. I watched, I'd say, eight-tenths of it. I thought it was very good. I thought it should have been put on Friday night when the children could stop up. And I thought they showed it very well. I thought the chap that put it over was very good. And I think you are so rude that my doctor is getting a fortune from me every Thursday. My blood pressure goes up every time I listen to you.
Oh. Well, you can claim it, can't you?
No, I can't. I'm a pensioner with a wearing a little girl. Oh. I doubt it.
Well, Margaret, but I mean, we're all entitled to... We all have opinions on what we watch. I just found it very boring.
I thought we weren't going to talk about it anymore.
But then you maybe have been too old when it all came about.
Me?
Yes. I found it rather interesting.
Good
and
on
I'm
you, mate.
I'm sure I would have let my little girl watch it had it been Friday night.
Okay, Margaret. Well, thanks very much for your...
I agree to disagree that you send my blood pressure up every Thursday, okay?
But, thank you, Margaret.
But I still must listen to you because you annoy me.
Oh, I'm pleased.
Well, messages to you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
3DB, hello.
Hello.
Get off the Melbourne story.
Good morning.
Yes, is Lester there, please?
This is him.
Yes.
Lester, it's Charles here from Escavale.
Yes,
got
Charles.
Two questions for you, mate.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, what do you think of Michael Schulberger's talents? And the other is, do you think there'd be any possibility of the TV detective series Hazel ever returning to the screen?
Oh, no doubt Hazel will come back. Everything else has. Bewitched is on at 7 o'clock in the morning. The Munsters is on at 8:30. So I'm sure Hazel will come back sometime.
No, not the Hazel the Maid. Hazel the TV detective story, the British series.
I don't know that one.
Oh, he used to be on Channel 2.
He used to be on Channel 2.
That's why.
Nice to have you so well informed, Lester.
It used to be pretty one of the highest rating shows that Channel 2 ever had. Probably scored about 2 points, but it was an entertaining show.
No, the epilogue was...